With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Former GOP Congressman John Campbell of California doesn't believe the Federal Reserve is apolitical as people think. He says many Biden appointees at the Fed are steeped in leftist cultural objectives.
Their main objective is to get Joe Biden reelected. And the best way to do that from the standpoint of the Federal Reserve is to try and keep employment as high as possible, even if that means letting inflation run some.
Campbell told the Salem Radio Network he would vote no if he was still in Congress. 11 suspects have been arrested in an investigation into illegal drugs allegedly delivered by drones into a federal prison in southern West Virginia. McDowell County Sheriff James Muncy says his office was contacted in November by officials at the medium security federal correctional facility. He says the arrests were made from mid-December through early February, and one of the suspects is a juvenile. Also at SRNnews.com, the widow of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny has vowed to continue his fight against the Kremlin and punish President Vladimir Putin for her husband's death.
In a video, fighting back tears, Yulia Navalnaya accused Russian President Vladimir Putin of killing her husband. We'll definitely find out who exactly and how exactly this crime was carried out. We'll name names and show faces. She also vowed to carry on her husband's fight. I'll continue the work of Alexei Navalny, continue to fight for our country, and I urge you to stand next to me. Navalnaya also slammed the authorities, saying they were refusing to hand over the body to Navalny's mother to cover up his alleged killing. I'm Karen Chamas.
This is SRN News. More than 8,000 Christians were murdered in Nigeria last year.
It's the work of two Muslim terror groups, Boko Haram and the Fulani Herdsmen. The numbers come from the International Society for Civil Liberties and Rule of Law, which also reports that 500 churches were attacked in Nigeria in 2023, and more than 70 clergymen have been kidnapped. This is not a new problem. Muslim terrorists have been preying on Nigeria's Christians for the last 15 years. Government efforts to stem the bloodletting have failed. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The ACLU suing Virginia to block Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin's policies on transgenderism in the public schools. Two separate lawsuits asked the courts to set aside Youngkin's policies, including an order that bans boys from competing against girls in sports. The governor says parents deserve a greater say in how their children are educated in schools that are paid for by taxpayers. This is SRN News. Israel has banned Brazil's president from visiting the country after he likened Israeli actions in Gaza to Adolf Hitler's extermination of the Jews.
President Lula's remarks, which included describing the Gaza conflict as a genocide rather than a war, sparked outrage in Israel. The country's foreign minister, Israel Katz, summoned Brazil's ambassador in protest and has insisted the president is persona non grata in Israel until he retracts his comments. Israel has said it expects to continue its military operation in Gaza for up to two more months, with an offensive against overcrowded Rafah City likely within 3 weeks.
BBC correspondent Mike Thompson. Visitors to the Eiffel Tower being turned away because of a strike over poor financial management at one of the world's most visited sites. Tourists planning to visit the Eiffel Tower are being warned of disruptions on its website. More details at srnnews.com.